are listening to the Way of Truth broadcast, which originates in the radio studios of the Church of God in Hagerstown, Maryland, United States of America. This is Alvin A. Craig speaking. We're certainly thankful you're a part of our congregation today, and we invite you to stay with us, trusting the Lord will make our service a blessing to you. We're opening our broadcast service today with the West Virginia Trio singing for us, I'll Stand for Jesus. Jesus said that if we were ashamed of him in this world, he would be ashamed of us before the Father. If there's anything worthy of our standing for, it is certainly the Lord Jesus Christ, who left the glories of heaven and came into this world and gave himself so that we could be redeemed from sin and live a holy life and make heaven our home. Yes, I'll stand for Jesus, because if we stand for him, he will stand for us. Father, I pray that you'll bless our precious congregation today, wherever this broadcast service is reaching, wherever there's one listening. We're praying the Holy Spirit will take us and take the broadcast and make it a blessing to each and to every one. This we ask in Jesus' name. Amen.
Jesus reached down and lifted me up.
God has given us His Word with the intention that we live by it. And I believe the Word of God to be true. And on today's broadcast, I want to bring you a message that gives us instruction from the great Apostle John. And we need to take his instructions seriously. And the title of our thoughts, Believe Not Every Spirit. Our text of Scripture, 1 John chapter 4, beginning with verse 1. Beloved, believe not every spirit, but try the spirits, whether they are of God, because many false prophets are gone out into the world. Hereby know ye the Spirit of God. Every spirit that confesses that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is of God. Every spirit that confesseth not that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is not of God. And this is that spirit of Antichrist, whereof ye have heard that it should come. And even now already is it in the world. Ye are of God, little children, and have overcome them, because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. They are of the world, therefore speak they of the world, and the world heareth them. We are of God. He that knoweth God heareth us. He that is not of God heareth not us. Therefore hereby we know the spirit of truth and the spirit of error. The Scriptures inform us that there is one Holy Spirit, the Spirit of truth, according to Ephesians 4:4. They also inform us that there are many spirits of evil, religious spirits, lying spirits, lustful spirits, and many others. John is known as the Apostle of Love, yet he was plain spoken when it came to the truth and error. The first word of our text, beloved, so John speaks from a heart of love and concern. And then he goes on to say, believe not every spirit. You would be in a state of confusion if you tried to believe everything that is taught in the religious world today. The Mormons have their own Bible. The supposed Jehovah Witnesses have their own translations. The Muslims have the Quran. Various religions that are mainly in Asia have their own supposed holy books. The Christians have the Bible, but there are various translations, and some are not to be trusted as true to the Word of God. This being true, John says, try the spirits, whether they are of God. The word try means to examine, to prove, to scrutinize, to consider. In other words, to see whether a thing is genuine or not. So don't just accept what some teacher or preacher is saying. Those who did this in Paul's day were highly commended. The Bereans were highly commended because they went home from hearing Paul and examined the Scriptures to see whether what he was preaching was the truth or not. And they were commended, and people today will be commended if they will do the same. When Paul preached at Berea, I say, he preached them the Word of God. These were more noble according to the book of Acts, than those in Thessalonica, in that they received the word with all readiness of mind and searched the Scriptures daily, whether those things were so. Acts 17 and 11. That, in effect, is what John is saying that we should do. The people, this people, draw nigh unto me with their lips, or their mouth, and honoreth me with their lips, but their heart is far from me. But in vain they do worship me, teaching for doctrine the commandments of men. Those are the words of the Lord Jesus, as recorded in Matthew chapter 15, verses 8 and 9. To the church at Pergamos, Jesus wrote, or had John to write, I have a few things against thee, because thou hast there them that hold the doctrine of Balaam, who taught Balak to cast a stumbling block before the children of Israel, to eat things sacrificed unto idols, and to commit fornication, Revelation chapter 2 and verse 14. And to the church at Thyatira, I have a few things against thee, because thou sufferest that woman Jezebel, which calleth herself a prophetess, to teach and to seduce my servants to commit fornication and to eat things sacrificed unto idols. And that's Revelation chapter 2 and verse 20. I marvel that you are so soon removed from him that called you into the grace of Christ unto another gospel, which is not another, but there be some that trouble you and would pervert the gospel of Christ. So Paul wrote to the Galatians, chapter 1, verses 6 and 7. I am concerned more about a spirit of compromise than I am a spirit of fanaticism. Remember, John said, there are many spirits gone out into the world. Be the reason we are to prove what we hear is because of that fact. Many false prophets are gone out into the world. Every false prophet or every false doctrine is backed by a false spirit. John is not only one who has warned us. Jesus said, beware of false prophets which come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly they are ravening wolves. Matthew chapter 7 and verse 15, a part of the Sermon on the Mount. Paul wrote to the church at Corinth, such are false apostles, deceitful workers, transforming themselves into the apostles of Christ. And no marvel, for Satan himself is transformed into an angel of light. Therefore, it is no great thing if his ministers also be transformed as the ministers of righteousness, whose end shall be according to their works. And that's 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verses 13, 14, and 15. And notice what the Apostle Paul has said here. Satan himself is transformed into an angel of light. Yes, he comes to deceive, and he comes to destroy, and he comes to lead you away from the truth of the gospel. Peter wrote to the saints, but there were false prophets also among the people, even as there shall be false teachers among you, who privily shall bring in wrong teachings, even denying the Lord that bought them, and bring upon themselves swift destruction, and many shall follow their evil ways, by reason of whom the way of truth shall be evil spoken. That's 2 Peter chapter 2, verses 1 and 2. Now, I will give you a quote. In the Word of God, we are repeatedly warned of deceptions and deceivers, and every minister of the gospel should be diligent in warning the people of God to shun every false way. Jesus said, "Take heed that no man deceive you, for many shall come in my name, saying, I am Christ, and shall deceive many." Matthew 24, verses 4 and 5. The New Testament abounds in such warnings, which were given for the reason that evil men and seducers shall wax worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived. 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 13. Let everyone who values his eternal welfare take warning and beware of deceptive spirits, false prophets, and self-delusion. And that's a quote from the late D.O. Teasley, who was a minister, preached for many years, and wrote a number of books. Now, the test, do they confess that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh? Verses 2 and 3 is a clear effort to expose the Gnostics error that was prevalent at that time, who denied that Jesus Christ came in the flesh, that he was some kind of a mystic type of person or some spirit, yet professing to be Christians. They denied Jesus Christ actually came in the flesh. The idea was that all flesh was evil, and since Jesus was good, he had to be appearing in spirit and not in the flesh, and that he was not crucified for our sins. John said such teachers were antichrist and not of the right spirit. I know there are a lot of people looking forward, supposedly in the future, for some supposed great military political genius that they call the Antichrist. But the Apostle John said that even in his day, there are many antichrists. And those who deny that Jesus Christ came in the flesh are among those antichrists. Jesus said, I say unto you, he that receiveth whomsoever I send receiveth me, and he that receiveth me receiveth him that sent me. John 13:20. So make sure the one you listen to was sent or is sent from God. This is a test we can apply today. But of course, we must know what the apostles taught to be able to make that test or that decision. Another test, if thou say in thine heart, how shall we know the word which the Lord hath not spoken, when a prophet speaketh in the name of the Lord, if the thing follow not, nor come to pass, that is the thing which the Lord hath not spoken. But prophets hath spoken in presumptuously, and thou shalt not be afraid of him. Deuteronomy chapter 18, verses 21 and 22. Every spirit that confesseth not that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is not of God. And this is that spirit of Antichrist, whereof you have heard that it should come, and even now already is it in the world. 1 John chapter 4 and verse 3. For you have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear. Romans 8 and 15. It came to pass, as we went to prayer, a certain slave girl possessed with a spirit of divination met us, which brought her masters much gain by fortune-telling, Acts 16 and 16. One of the multitude answered and said, Master, I have brought unto you my son, which has a dumb spirit, Mark 9:17. When Jesus saw that the people came running together, he rebuked the foul spirit, saying unto him, Thou dumb and deaf spirit, I charge thee, come out of him, and enter no more into him. And the spirit cried, and rent him sore, and came out of him, and he was one as one dead, insomuch that many said, He is dead. But Jesus took him by the hand and lifted him up, and he arose. That's Mark chapter 9, verses 25, 26, and 27. I'm reading these verses of Scripture, and I trust you notice how many different kinds of spirits are mentioned in them. An angel from heaven cried mightily with a strong voice, saying, Babylon the great is fallen, and is become the habitation of devils, and the whole of every unclean and hateful bird, every fallen, and become the habitation of devils, and the whole of every unclean and hurt hateful bird. Revelation chapter 18 and verse 2. I saw three unclean spirits like frogs come out of the mouth of the dragon, and out of the mouth of the beast, and out of the mouth of the false prophet. For they are the spirits of devils working miracles. Revelation chapter 16 and verse 13 and 14. A man of Gadara was possessed with a legion of devils, many devils in other words, and Mary Magdalene, one of the most beautiful characters you'll find in the New Testament, was possessed with seven devils, according to Luke chapter 4 and verse 41, and yet Jesus delivered her, saved her, and she became one of his most faithful disciples. So we need to take the word of God seriously. When John said, Beloved, believe not every spirit, but try the spirits, he meant just exactly that. And we need to do that for our own soul's sake. I trust that these scriptures and thoughts will be a blessing to our congregation today. Heavenly Father, we do thank you for the privilege of sharing the truth with this precious people, and we trust the Holy Spirit has accompanied what has been said. This we ask in Jesus' name. Amen. Our mailing address, The Way of Truth Broadcast, Post Office Box 88, Hagerstown, Maryland, 21741, USA. We would be thankful if you'd let us know that you hear and appreciate our broadcast. Our email address is truth@fred.net, and our webpage address, www.wayoftruth.org. You can read our monthly Way of Truth magazine there. You can listen to other Way of Truth broadcasts, and you can be with us in our services. Sunday morning, 20 minutes before 11, 6 o'clock in the evening, Wednesday evening at 7, and our services are broadcast live over the internet, www.wayoftruth.org. And now we invite you to be with us on our next broadcast. Until then, may the Lord's blessings abide.